Welcome back, everybody. Today, we got some very exciting news. Oh, no, it's actually really depressing news.
The Wii U
and 3DS are shutting down. Oh, no. All right. Well, it happened a while ago to the Wii, okay? One of my favorite Nintendo consoles. Now it comes to the Wii U, which was horrible. 3DS was good, though, but now that one goes, too. Basically, your consoles will still work. Just the servers that operate those consoles... yeah, those cease to exist. So if you have, you know, games installed on those devices or, like, you know, physical copies, you're fine. You just can no longer download things or use any of the basically online capabilities of those consoles, which is normally, like, a big upside to things like that. I know that, like, the Wii was kind of one of the first consoles to have stuff like that. And when that went, when the online game store and all that stuff went, it was still useful, right, to play your old games, but wasn't as much fun. So, yep, it's very sad when stuff like this happens to consoles. Hopefully we have some more time before it comes to any others. But yeah, I mean, what would be next? Yes, Sam?
I'm going to ask you a famous T-Sub question. Have you ever had a 3DS or Wii U?
Whoa, have I? No, I haven't actually. Like I said, I only had a Wii and Switch. Those are my two only Nintendo consoles that I own. I always wanted a 3DS though, but no, never got one. All right. It's sad. I mean, the Switch is just a better version of a 3DS if I say so myself. but
do
yeah.
You?
All right, I do say so myself, Sam. I am saying so, isn't it that crazy? All right, let's see. Let's roll our intro. Yes, we do have an intro, Sam. Here we go. Hello and welcome to today's episode of T-SARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir. Today, our co-host is Sam.
I went blind today.
Oh, wait,
today.
You can't... Oh, yeah, you can hear him. Yeah, the eclipse was today,
me?
Everyone.
Wait.
They can hear everything. Don't worry, I thought it was broken. Yeah, okay. We had the eclipse today, and it was very special. I'm just sharing my screen to make sure... Oh, yeah, the audio does work. All right. Yeah, so the eclipse was very special. We had 88% coverage, or totality. It's not totality, because totality is 100. But we had 88% coverage here in New York on Long Island. Upstate New York, though, had 100%. I don't know why we didn't go. That would have been cool. But yeah, it was a lot of cool. It was a lot of cool. It was a lot of fun. Hope you guys got to see it. Comment down below how much totality. It's not how much totality. Totality means 100% total. But how much percent you guys had. All right, so let's see. All right, okay, let's move on to today's tech history fun fact. 10 years ago today, Microsoft ended support for Windows XP. We're talking about ending stuff today, and it's very sad. We had first the Wii U and 3DS, and now Windows XP, but Windows XP was 10 years ago, so it's better than what this is now. And no one liked Windows XP. No, I bet a bunch of people did. All right, let's move on to the big three. Spotify is expanding to playlists. Spotify AI, it doesn't say that, though, which are launching in beta and let you use text prompts to custom build playlists. And then you can change those playlists using, again, the same feature if you don't like something, right? If you say, okay, make me a rock and rap, you know, a playlist. And then it does it, but you're like, actually, I don't like this one artist. Can you remove that one artist? You can do stuff like that in Spotify to create custom built playlists. I think that is awesome. Yeah, Sam, you were listening to Spotify last night. I never listened to Spotify. I don't listen to... You were listening to T-SARP, right, last night, Sam? You were listening to T-SARP on Spotify?
Totality, yeah.
To Totality on T-SARP? On Spotify. Yeah, T-SARP on Spotify is like 30 episodes outdated. Maybe I should update that. Maybe I shouldn't. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right. Apparently, with the eclipse today, there was an eclipse app that helped people like figure out when... the peak was, when it started, when it ended, where the best places to go were. I didn't download it, but apparently it was the, like, number one trending app on the App Store today, which makes sense. So, yeah, I didn't use it, though, because I already knew everything. I knew when it was starting, I knew when it was ending, and I knew my backyard was a perfect place to view it. All right.
I also saw your backyard. It was a perfect place to view it.
No,
it
you weren't. You have you?
I was.
No, you were in my backyard, too. All right.
No, I was. I am.
Oh, you're currently back there. I see you. Hi, Sam. Do you see me waving?
No, I'm blind.
Right, you're blind from the eclipse because you didn't wear your glasses. All right, the third topic of the big three, Apple is planning to change FaceTime on the Vision Pro. The screen would reportedly turn to face users while on a call. It could mimic humans' gestures by nodding or shaking the screen when the person on the other end of the call does so, and stuff like that, to make it like a real human experience.
I could have a 3D model of Andrew Weir in my house.
Yeah, technically. I guess so. But I mean,
wow.
Who wouldn't want that, Sam? Everyone wants a 3D model of me in their house. By the way, hello to the chat. Hello to AJ Hard and the master at nothing. He's got to be the master at something, right? Maybe not. All right, here goes our speedrun topics, everybody. Microsoft is getting ready to fully unveil its vision for AI PCs next month at an event in Seattle. Did you know their headquarters is in Seattle? Well, you probably did, because why else would they do the event there? But yeah, little fun fact there. They are positive these laptops will beat Apple's M3-powered MacBook Air, both in CPU performance and AI-accelerated tasks. Microsoft is so confident in these new Qualcomm chips that it's planning a number of demos that will show how these processors will be faster than an M3 Mac Air. All right, well, let's see if it can live up to the hype, because I've gone back and forth, right? I use a MacBook at school, love it, and I use my PC at home to stream and to play games and all that stuff, love it too. I actually tried to dual boot once because I loved both of them so much, and then I ended up deleting my hard drive. So yeah, that wasn't fun.
Why weren't we invited to the event in Seattle?
That's a good question, Microsoft. Why aren't we gonna be there? That's very mean.
Come on. I'm excited to see what it's about.
Yeah, but I do like that. I mean, competition's always great. Everyone loves competition. Competition drives creativity and really advancement in really anything. So that's why it's great to see Microsoft trying to beat the MacBook there. And hopefully it can, because that will just make Apple work even harder. All right, I feel like it can. I mean, Microsoft, the OG, so is Apple, though. But yeah, Microsoft, currently the most valuable company in the world, half a billion more than Apple right now. Not half a billion, trillion. Yeah, Microsoft is at like 3.2 trillion, something like that, and Apple's at a little lower. They're at like 2.6 last time I checked. But yeah, so Apple, Microsoft, currently the better company. Can it make a better product, though? I think they can do it. All right. All right, so we got some more Microsoft news here. Microsoft says it figured out how to improve error rates in quantum computing, bringing quantum computing closer to a commercial state. Microsoft worked in collaboration with quantum computing hardware maker Quantinuum to improve the performance of the qubit, the very basic unit of quantum computing. Okay, that's a lot, but it is.
That's stuff.
Yeah, quantum computing, a very advanced concept here. But basically, how it works is there's ones and zeros. You know, there's ones and zeros in computers, not quantum computers. They have something I just mentioned called qubits, that basically can be a whole range of things or multiple things at once. Okay, I can't comprehend how that works, but that is how it works. And yeah, that basically just makes computing so much faster than a regular computer. Now, quantum computers aren't faster at everything. Math, like a trillion times faster. I don't know how much. I'm just making that up. But really, really fast. A lot faster than computers. But there are things it's slower at, so both are good. But imagine
you could make the smart episode faster.
Maybe it could. But think about if you had a quantum computer, right, in your house. That's what Microsoft is trying to get us to. Because think about, like, stuff like Bitcoin mining, say, or AI on quantum computers. Incredibly fast, incredibly powerful. What do you say, Sam?
But aren't they massive?
Yeah, they are pretty big right now, which is why, again, getting it to a commercial state. Commercial just means, like, you know, for personal use or for, you know, commercials really, you could kind of say personal or public. Like in companies and stuff. Yeah, public, really. Yeah. All right. Let's see what else. I had a little bit more on how to explain qubits, but I think I did a good job. Google Nest is shutting down today. Why is everything shutting down today, Sam? This is the third thing. Well, this is the third thing counting Wii U and 3DS, but 10 years ago, XP. All right. Well, Google Nest, if you didn't know, was the Google security system. It was kind of a competitor with Ring. They had a doorbell there. They also competed with some camera companies. They had cameras, but they failed because now they're shutting down. That's sad. I never had one of their cameras. I have a Ring, though, which is actually now owned by Amazon, two big competitors there, and we, again, know who won that fight. And it wasn't Google. All right. Uber Eats launches a TikTok-like video feed to boost discovery. Uber Eats would like to mention these are not ads because they aren't charging merchants for the content placements. All right, I got a little picture here for all of you.
What if we just have, like, Uber Eats popular dances now or something?
Yeah, I know. What if it, like,
in front of a cheeseburger?
Yeah, what if people just, like, use it for other stuff, like comedy, you know, comedy skits? Like, okay, here's my comedy, a skit about this Chipotle burrito. I mean, I really want to see,
you need a laugh track.
How ha 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 ha. Oh wait, oh, my soundboard's broken right now. I gotta plug it in. I think I unplugged it. All right, well, forget about that. Basically, the serious use for this is so that you can advertise your restaurant, Real Kitchen. Go to Real Kitchen. Oh, God.
Real Kitchen.
I bet they're on Uber Eats. But basically, they could be like, oh, look at our really cool sushi, you know, and then upload that. And then you would be scrolling on Real Kitchen or on Uber Eats to see what you want to eat. And you would be like, huh, this looks cool. Here's a video from Real Kitchen showing off their sushi. Oh, wow, that looks good. Let me order that now, you know. Something like that. It's, again, just TikTok, but for Uber Eats. I think it's a cool concept. I just don't know how much people are going to use it. I think it's just a much better idea if you're a restaurant, instead of uploading there, just to upload to TikTok. But, I mean, again, you could do both, right? They're the same type of content, same aspect ratio. So, basically, upload TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and now Uber Eats. All right.
I can't find Real Kitchen on Uber Eats, though.
They're on DoorDash. I know that. If you don't know, Real Kitchen is Joseph, who's on T-Sarp. Sometimes he gets on here. His family owns a restaurant called Real Kitchen. That's why we keep mentioning it. Not some random place we just
decided to mention. It's a sushi place, if anyone's wondering.
It's a sushi place. It's not near us, though, so it's not doxing us. It's on the other side. The island. You know, on the island.
On the island.
Live on an island. Saying you live on an island is like, yeah, I live in Hawaii. You know, Hawaii's an island. You know, Bermuda, the Bahamas. Nah, I live on Long Island. It's a much better island.
Why do they have to specify that it's long?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, they couldn't come up with a nice name. Like, what? T-Sarp. Why couldn't they? Like, that's a great name right there. Why couldn't they name it T-Sarp Island, you know? Or Hawaii's not Hawaii Island. You know, Bermuda's not Bermuda Island. You know, it's just the name. I don't know why it had to be Long Island. Ugh. And, you know, Fire Island, right by us. Fire Island. Rhode Island.
Is getting self-aware.
Yeah. Rhode Island isn't even an island. Can you believe that? I don't know. It's wild, guys. It's wild. All right. Since we went totally off topic now, by the way, we won't be here Wednesday. I know. We're off. So why would we stream when we're off? No, that's just how, when we're off of school, we're off of T-Sarp. It's just, that goes back to our roots of when this podcast was mostly about our coding club at school.
I have roots.
Yeah, our roots. Own root, Sam. Own root. I have a hat.
Own your own?
Own your own? Kid Oyo? Go to the description for a link to get some free mentor tokens with your purchase of a Kidoyo passport to get your coding learning. Let me do some ads right now. I should do that. Actually, the next two aren't even ads. These are just stuff for you. We get nothing from telling you this. We just have it. If you want to buy a Makey Makey, which are things you can use to help like to do fun stuff on Scratch, if you want to look into that, or anything, controls your whole computer, look in the description. We got a free code to get 10% off, I believe. I believe it's TSARP10. And we also have a code to thecubicle.com. If you're a Rubik's Cuber, use code TSARP at checkout, and you will get, I believe, 5% off. Yeah, isn't that cool? I forget that we have those. Those are cool that we have those. I just forget. So, yeah.
We have one more.
There's our ads. Awesome. Oh, like and subscribe. There's one. We have another topic? All right, let's do that one. I saw this. Google rolls out Gemini in Android Studio for coding assistance. It's used to... It used to be called StudioBot, but now Google wants to make sure people knows it uses AI. Basically, this happens all over the internet, where basically something uses AI, right? Or it's been using AI for years, but they never said AI, because when people think AI, they think it means something talking to you, right? From the movies. Maybe that scares people, too. So, you know, they never use it. But now that AI is such a big thing with ChatGPT and AIs and everything, companies are just starting to actually call their things AI, though they've been AI for years. And here's a perfect example of this, right? You know, something called StudioBot that used AI for coding assistance, you know, for, I assume, a good few years. Never called it AI, right? But Gemini is the name of Google's AI, so now they want to rename StudioBot to Gemini so everyone knows it's AI. It's a scam here.
Oh, I have a great marketing pitch.
I mean, it's not a scam. Yes, sir?
So, you know how, this is for Google. So, you know how they want people to know that AI is in their products?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it called Gemini?
Gemini. Yeah, it could just be Gemini, right? But, like, just put a little A in there. So, yeah, why is it G-E-M-I-A-I? Gemini. Gemini.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could really just make it one word, like Gemini. But, yeah. That's great. Why did they think of that? Idiots. That was great, Sam.
Just hire me.
If we made an AI, yeah, we would name it Gemini. Gemini.
But don't we have Andrew Weir AI made by
Mr. Frog? You know, I made an AI called Sarpy. I use it sometimes. I wish I could make it do a lot more, but like right now it just does stuff like tells me how awesome T-Sarp is. It's like made for if I need to like write, like if I need to explain someone what T-Sarp is, I straight immediately go to Sarpy because it knows like everything about us. But yeah, I wish I could make it cooler, but it's all right. It's all right, guys. All right, I think that's about it for today's episode. Thank you all for watching, Sam. Anything else? I don't think so.
Make sure to look at the sun.
Oh, yeah. Glasses. I think you can now. Or is the eclipse? Yeah. No, it's 5:19. Yeah, you can look. All right. Well, actually, look it up because different areas are different things, and I don't want you to sue me. So, yeah, look it up before you do. All right. See you all tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Bye, everyone.